Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. 3 weeks from today is the deadline to file your taxes. So we want to take some time right now to talk about what appears to be an increasing problem, dodging or cheating on your taxes. Or, as former IRS Chief John Koskinen calls it, complying with your tax responsibility.
There are three types of taxpayers: those who comply, those who are trying to comply, and those who are actively trying not to comply. It's our responsibility to make sure everyone in those first two groups, those trying to comply, have everything they need to file their taxes as quickly and as easily as possible. It's also our responsibility to pursue those taxpayers who have decided not to comply.
Some estimates suggest that there are some taxpayers who underreport their taxable incomes, maybe not complying by an average of 64%. And our next guest says the new tax bill that passed Congress is probably only going to make things worse. Joining us to talk about tax dodging, who's doing it and why, is Evan Horowitz, quick study columnist for the Boston Globe. Hi there, Evan.
How you doing?
I'm okay. So how big of a problem is tax dodging in the U.S.?
Well, a lot of people try not to pay their taxes, some more than others. Mm-hmm. But even overall, I mean, about 8 in 10 people pay what they're supposed to pay, which means 2 in 10 don't. So it depends how you look at it. It's actually that rate's going down. So tax compliance has been going down over the past 2 decades. And the most recent numbers we have are from about 2007, 2008. So there's reason to think things have gotten worse.
Hmm. And why is that?
Well, a couple things going on. One, we are not funding the IRS adequately. In a self-defeating gesture, Congress has repeatedly cut the IRS budget. And when you cut the IRS budget, you actually lose money because that means less money for investigators, auditors. So you cut the IRS budget and people cheat more.
Right. So because they
can.
But people don't know. I mean, I don't know as a taxpayer that the IRS doesn't have enough money to audit. So
you're not cheating, which is good to hear. I'm glad to hear that. People who cheat are the people who can cheat. If you get a salary and a wage and a W-2, you know, you pick up a paycheck, odds are you're not cheating. Why? Because the IRS knows exactly what you're making and they take your money out in advance. So there's no opportunity to cheat. The people who are cheating tend to be those who report their own income to the IRS. That means independent contractors, small business people. That's where you get the 64% non-compliant or underreporting rate. If you're not reporting 60% of your income, that's because the IRS doesn't know anything about your income. You are supposed to tell them what you earn. So you drive for Uber or you run an independent consulting firm and people pay you in checks, you know, and so you're supposed to tell the IRS what you earn, but mostly people don't.
You also wrote about this recently, and you said that there may be some political reasoning going on here in terms of why people comply, underreport, whatever word we're going to use here.
Yes, yeah, so some fascinating recent research showing that partisanship is even worse than we thought. Basically, people cheat more when the president is from the opposite party. So if you're a Democrat and there's a Republican in the White House, you're going to hide more of your money from the IRS. And when it switches and Democrat takes the White House, Republicans will hide more of their money from the IRS. And we're talking, again, not about the people who get, you know, W-2s and regular wages, but the people who run their own businesses. Suddenly, their income disappears. It becomes untraceable. And with IRS having less funding than it used to, they can't track as many of those people. So that's getting worse.
Hmm. You also say that the tax bill that passed Congress could make things worse because liberal state governments may do things also, right?
There are a couple of ways to think about
this. It's complicated.
Yeah. So there are liberal state governments were really unhappy with a particular provision in the tax bill, which was, hey, guess what? You can no longer deduct all of your state and local taxes from your federal tax bill. This has been a boon for primarily blue states with high property taxes. It's gone. And some angry leaders of blue states said, well, let's fight back by finding new ways for taxpayers to avoid paying taxes. Let's pretend that these local tax payments are actually charitable donations or something. So, I mean, the problem there is it kind of reinforces the sense that taxpayers shouldn't pay what they owe. They should keep as much as they can and bend the rules to make that possible.
Ouch. And so 3 weeks from today.
It's coming. If you haven't paid your taxes recently, if you only have a vague recollection of having done it some like last year, that probably wasn't this year's taxes.
Evan Horowitz, quick study columnist for the Boston Globe. Thanks so much for being
Thanks,
with
Deborah.
Us. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.